AM 1280 The Patriot. Final word of the North Alliance Radio Network, brought to you by the Oakdale Gun Club. Thank you to them for their support of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. As you might imagine, it's going to take a little time for Captain Coffee to leave our Patriot Plaza. He's person after person is coming up to speak to him. And wouldn't you know, in his debut, I believe, on the Northern Alliance, I think this is right. Did we ever have you on back in the old days?
I called in during the primaries.
I think you did call call me during the primaries once. But this is Marty Andrade, who's a fine blogger. One time, actually had a show down here in Twin Cities on our station.
Yeah, on the Patriot 2.
On Patriot 2 a few years ago. And is now the author. He's an author. You really are an author. I'm impressed by this.
Well, you're an author too, sir, just to be fair to everybody here.
Right, but you now have a book out, which would tell people how to take a tour of hamburgers in the Twin Cities, called the Twin Cities Burger Tour, tcburger.com.
No, I'm sorry, tcburgertour.com.
tcburgertour.com. Boy, that's hard to say, isn't it? tcburgertour.com. I am a radio professional, after all, particularly given how much I get paid to do this. and Marty, why? Why would you do a burger tour of the Twin Cities?
Well, the burger is... This is something that I've expressed to other people, and they've always given me a weird look, all right? And I understand this, but when I was a kid, I didn't have a lot of time with my parents. My dad was in the military, my mom was an emergency room nurse, and we only got a little bit of family time together when I was a kid, and we'd always go to a burger place. It was normally fast food, it wasn't quality burgers, but it was that connection with my family. When I got on my own, when I got to college and I was no longer around my family, I still wanted that connection to my past. So I started going to different burger places, and it soon became a contest between me and my friends to find the best burger place. And eventually, after we hit like 100 burger places, we're like, you know what, we have to write a book. And then, of course, they look at me and say, you have to write the book.
So you wrote the book.
I fell in. I collapsed the peer pressure. What
there
can I
are
say?
There are a number of people here who are delegates to the national convention. I just got to meet a couple from Washington during the break here. If you were a national convention delegate and you were maybe going to be able to sneak out one afternoon to go get a burger anywhere from the Xcel Energy Center, where would you go?
I would hit the Groveland Tap in St. Paul.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, so they have the burger that... And how do you... And in your book, you describe this place?
I do, and unfortunately, I don't have a copy of it with me.
Right,
yeah.
but that would be the closest place to go. And if you're a person living in, and that's not the best, that's not the best rated hamburger overall for the Twin Cities. But you're saying if you were at the Xcel Energy Center and you had to go get a burger fast for lunch, that's where you're going.
Yeah, and you can generally find that look online or else buy the book at tcburgertour.com, and you can get a download, get the information, get the directions, and I think they have a website right from there, tcburgertour.com. But another place that I want to mention. There's a place on the light rail. It's called the Cardinal Bar and Grill.
Okay.
And you can go to that and get what's called a Juicy Lucy, which is, of course, they throw a piece of cheese in the burger, they cook it, and it's really good. That's right in the light rail line. Another place, the Napa Valley Grill. If you want a really good burger, and this is New York strip steak, they grind right at the restaurant, Napa Valley Grill in the Mall of America.
So there you go.
No excuses.
So you delegates who are listening to us, you now have three places you can go. They're all closely accessible. I have a feeling, I'm looking over at Broadcorp right now, and he's already thinking about which day can I go get which burger?
I love burgers. What about at the State Fair?
I tried. I've tried three places today, and I've tried a couple places over the years. So far, the State Fair has struck out.
Okay.
And there's a couple of sit-down restaurants. We're next to one that I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying to find the burger, but so far, when you're at the State Fair, eat the Pronto Pie.
You've had three burgers here today?
Well, I only had a couple of bites, so I throw them away.
Okay.
It's an expensive
It's like wine
hobby.
Tasting.
Yeah, it's sort of like wine tasting, right? What do you rinse the palate with between burgers?
A lot of beer.
What are you looking for? Let's go through the process of what it's like for you as a burger connoisseur to eat a burger. What am I, who is not a burger connoisseur, what steps are you taking when you sit down and you look at a hamburger?
Well, I I know what I don't like. This is actually a 1,200-word essay that I have on my website, okay. DCBurgerTour.com, to plug it again. But what I'm looking for is I don't want to get a burger and then just kind of taste the beef. You know, I want something that explodes with flavor. I'm looking for juiciness. I'm looking for just that right mix of juiciness, flavor, the savory, kind of a little bit of a salt taste, and looking for proper spices, everything in balance. Another thing that's very important is the bun. You know, you want the bun to be toasted. You want it to be baked fresh. A couple places on the tour actually have local bakeries bake their buns fresh every single day, and that's what really makes a special burger right there, too.
In terms of... when you're getting a burger and fast food has to cut it, is there any place, I mean, any fast food restaurants make the list?
No.
Okay, good.
No, they don't.
Okay, good.
If it's fast food burgers, then I'm just not going to taste it. I'm just trying to... I'm a snob now. That's my problem.
You're a burger elitist.
You become a burger elitist. Okay. So we'll be seeing a picture of you on a T-shirt holding a hamburger with the word snob printed underneath.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of those lately with some other guy's picture, and I just can't seem to remember.
I'm probably never going to get to ask this question again. White Castles.
Oh. You mean the sliders?
The sliders. What's your take on them?
You know, it's I've had them before. And that was such a nightmarish experience that
does it qualify as a burger to you?
No, okay. It's not a burger. That's
do you dress your hamburgers up before you eat them?
No, and that's a very dangerous thing. As I've had a lot of people tell me, yeah, you got to try the Burger Emporium. It's like, you know what? I've been there. They hide the taste. They hide bad beef with cheese and spices, and they put too much. They put cheese and sauces and. Eventually, you're just having ketchup and sauce. You're not having a burger anymore. The best burgers are the ones that you can get. And there's nothing else on it. It's just a burger and the bun. And if that is a good burger, that is the test of the burger, as far as I'm concerned.
So you don't have anything on your burgers? Ketchup?
Generally not. I'll put a little bit of pepper on them occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah. Man. Really?
Marty Andrade, TCBurgerTour.com. Yeah, I got it right that time.
Hey, all right.
TCBurgerTour.com.
What's the worst burger you've ever had?
Not
fast food.
Not counting fast food is I actually went into a place called Tugs. By the river? St. Germain, Maine? St. whatever. Don't go to Tugs. If someone
yeah, don't
you
give
to
us
Tugs,
directions to a place you don't
no,
want us to
yeah,
go
exactly.
to. Okay?
I'm glad I can't tell you where it is because it's just a nightmarish experience. It's like eating through meatloaf without any flavor. It's just like sawdust. Mm. Terrible.
Oh, terrible.
Gosh. Sorry, Tugs, but you.
They struck out.
Do you grill burgers at home?
I do, yes.
And I mean, are you the rave of the neighborhood? Are you the guy that they want to cook a burger?
Well, the thing is, I experiment too much.
Okay.
I'm always trying to find like the perfect recipe. It has become a quest, a cosmic quest for the perfect burger. And unfortunately, when you're doing this and experimenting in different burgers and different kinds of meat and ground beef, people get really frustrated because eventually they just want a good quality American burger, and that's hard for me to do.
Do burgers in the Midwest differ from burgers anywhere else? I mean, do we do things here in the Midwest that they don't do, let's say, in where King's from?
Well, where is King?
New England,
oh,
East Coast.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Glad you're here now.
Yeah.
No, I have an Hispanic background. I'm from New Mexico, and what I enjoy is like in the Chihuahua region, you can get very very fresh meat. That's very different. I do like the New Mexican food, which is very very spicy, and the burgers down there are actually they're a little leaner. But for the most part, what Minnesota does is that we are so close to our dairy that the requirements for cheese, the requirements for bread, and those fresh ingredients are so high. That if you put a piece of, like, Kraft cheese on a burger, people like me who are elitist about the burgers get very angry at it. So it is the dairy that you put on the burger that is actually more important in the Midwest.
Okay. All right. Well, now look. So TCBurgerTour.com is the place to go to find this book.
It is.
Okay, Marty. Before we let you go, you're also I call you the consummate political junkie. Okay, you're like an addict to this stuff. You've been following this campaign real closely. Quickly,
yes,
your reaction to McCain, the convention here, the pick of Sarah Palin. What's the takeaway? What's the takeaway you have from this last 24 hours?
Oh, the last 24 hours have been a home run for John McCain. He has completely shut down any momentum that Obama had coming out of the convention. Obama completely messed up his VP pick. McCain showed everyone how it's done. People are very excited about it. I'm very excited about it because my credentials as a political hack, I think, have been vindicated because I wrote about Sarah Palin over a month ago saying that that should be McCain's pick, and she is the pick. And I can tell, having been by the Republican booth here, that people are excited about Sarah Palin, and this has reinvigorated his campaign. Home run, grand slam.
Great. Marty Andrade, thank you for being with us here. TCBurgerTour.com. If you like hamburgers, you need a book to find your way around, this is what you need to find. Thank you very much, Marty, for being with us. Let's go to a break right now. We're the final word of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. We'll wrap up NARN 08 at the fair after this on AM 1280, The Patriot.